Elizabeth Warren, Biden's denial of sexual assault was credible and convincing. By Joshua Kaplan on May 5, 2020. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, reportedly said Monday that former Vice President Joe Biden's denial of sexual assault allegations brought forth by former Senate staffer Tara Reid was credible and convincing. "I saw the reports of what Ms. Reid said. I saw an interview with Vice President Biden. I appreciate that the Vice President took a lot of questions, tough questions. And he answered them directly and respectfully," Warren stated, according to CNN congressional reporter Manu Raju. "The Vice President's answers were credible and convincing," she added. Biden, the presumptive Democrat presidential nominee, publicly addressed Reid's claims for the first time in a Friday interview with MSNBC's Morning Joe. The former staff assistant to Biden alleges that the then-senator sexually assaulted her while the two were in the basement of a Capitol Hill building in the mid-1990s. "It is not true. I'm saying it unequivocally, it never happened. It didn't. It never happened," Biden told co-host Mika Brzezinski. Warren also reiterated her support for Biden's White House bid, saying, "I support the vice president, I support his campaign, and I'm proud to endorse him for president." President Trump said in a Tuesday interview with the New York Post that the former vice president owes the Massachusetts Democrat to be picked as his running mate. "I think Elizabeth Warren is responsible for Joe Biden's win because she didn't drop out and Bernie would have won every single state on Super Tuesday," the president explained. "If he's gonna win, and I don't know that he makes it to the starting gate, but if he does make it to the starting gate, Warren is responsible," he added. Other possible vice presidential picks, including Governor Gretchen Whitmer, DME, and activist Stacey Abrams, have also expressed support for Biden against Reid's allegations. "I know Joe Biden, and I've watched his defense. There's not a pattern that goes into this. And I think for these reasons, I'm very comfortable that Joe Biden is who he says he is. And you know what, that's all I'm going to say about it," Whitmer told CNN's State of the Union on Sunday. "I really resent the fact that every time a case comes up, all of us survivors have to weigh in. It is reopening wounds, and it is, you know, take us at our word, ask us for our opinion, and let's move on."